The Better on Draft podcast is recorded live in Detroit Sound Studios in Royal Oak, Michigan.
Now, pop that 40 and kick back with your hosts, Dan, Nick, Ken, Rob, and Matt.
And we are live, episode 68 of the Better on Draft podcast.
68.
My name is Ken.
What's next week?
Missed it by one.
69.
Are we just going to 70?
Going to 70.
What is this, like number 13? Skip 13.
I don't think so.
No,
I think you have to do the obligatory 69.
Yes.
Which is funny because the guest who's coming in next week said, what episode is episode 69? I want to do it. So therefore, this was requested by the guest to show up next week.
I gotta go look at the show sheet now.
So my name is Ken. I am your host, and we'll start off with me because I never really start off with myself.
Bullshit. That's like every other week you do that. Don't even say that.
Hey, this is my show. I won't mute you if I want to.
Oh no! Oh, never mind. Oh. That wouldn't hurt you
on my brand new phone. Put that over there. Actually, Nick, what am I drinking?
You are drinking the Star Cut Ciders 5 Radicus.
Oh, that's a weird taste to say.
Wild cider aged in tequila barrels.
Ah, well,
this is our friend Pauline from
Shorts
brought this over last week, and we didn't have time to drink it.
Yeah, you could definitely taste the tequila. Like, there's definitely notes of tequila.
That's the first thing I smelled.
This is a definite loss. They should not sell this.
Yeah, it wasn't bad, but it kind of tastes, for lack of better words, tequila and watery.
Yeah, you don't even taste cider in that.
No, not at all.
Tequila water.
Tequila water. I'll drink it. I mean, yeah. Rob, what's going on?
Hey, you know.
I like it.
Look at you in your black and yellow.
Yep, that's right. Damn right.
Black and yellow.
Ready for the weekend.
Was it Travis Kelce that?
shout out to Travis Kelce.
Was that who caused the issues?
Decided to open his mouth. I'm sorry. That was a hold. That was a complete and utter hold.
That was not a hold. James Harrison fell. He fell like the klutz he is.
It was a hold.
I don't care. That's a hold.
It was a takedown.
Yes.
That was taken.
Right. Cobra Kai doesn't get a point for that.
He had his arms up. James Harrison fell onto the ground like
He is in pursuit of the quarterback.
So if he falls, down. He gets a penalty?
If he falls on his own.
He did.
He did not fall.
Eric Fisher was trying to say, hello, how are you doing? Don't go that way. And he fell to the ground.
So
was he saying, please, I need you. I need you in my life. I need to block you.
Beer podcast. So we're going to take this back
Save
over.
Save sports for the
Thank
third
you. What are you, drinking over there?
I am pretty much double fisting with the cider that was handed over. And I've got myself a cup of Heady Topper.
Heady Topper.
I'm sorry.
Is it better this
time?
Let
me see your cup.
It is.
See my cup?
Yeah.
There you go.
It's
whatever. Wow, I guess we know what Dan thinks of that one.
So what do you think of the Heady Topper? Is it better this time?
It seems a little bit better this time.
Not that we're completely wasted as we're tasting it.
Yeah, no.
Yeah, we were pretty drunk that time.
I guess this is a good time to actually bring it in because the last time there was, you know, the Blow Your Face Out, which, of course, is coming out in 2 weeks.
Yeah, the Black Tuesday.
And the Black Tuesday, which I'm still waiting for my brother to ship the two bottles of mine that is sitting in his house. He keeps saying that the box, he can't find a box big enough to fit. I'm like, just get a bigger box and put bubble wrap in there.
There's a That's What She Said joke in there somewhere.
I was going to let it go.
So speaking of That's What She Said, Matt Bush, what's going on?
Oh.
Well, I'm just enjoying the Yagamir Yager episode of the Better on Draft podcast.
Yager. Number 68.
Wow. Does he still play?
Yeah, he plays for the Panthers.
Yep.
Yes.
He's like 47
really?
Years old.
And he captains the, what is the national
the team?
The Czech team. Yep.
It's got two bionic
knees. Yeah, the Czech
one,
too. There we go. today's been a great day. It was blue and sunny out all day. It's Michigan. It's fantastic weather outside.
Did you have...
You definitely had different weather than I did. It was foggy all day for me.
Where were you at?
I was in a bubble of optimism.
I mean, was there...
What a nerd.
I mean, was there no barking from the dog and no smog?
And Mama cooked the breakfast with no hog. That's actually... has been recently changed to my ringtone. So I was just at my fiance's house, and I was opening the door, and it was locked, so she came to get it, and my phone started ringing. One of those... Telemericorps people, and it started. Ice Cube went off, and she's like, "You just bumped that?" I'm like, "No, it's my ringtone." It just feels like the right thing to hear when you're like waking up in the morning, or you're getting an unexpected phone call from somebody that you don't hear.
Yeah, if I walk in the office and make that my theme music, that'd be pretty sweet.
Your entrance music as you're coming down the ramp. Got Ice Cube in the back with the Titantron.
Oh my God, with a steel chair!
Calm down, Bernie. Calm down, Bernie.
Nicholas.
Anyways. Hey.
I'm cutting you off. I'll go back
to you. You already introduced him.
No, he didn't.
I started off with me.
He asked what you were drinking, so I just figured
out. No, I asked what I was drinking. Because he poured it for me. Starcut. What am I drinking again?
Erraticus.
Tequila ciders.
Tequila ciders.
Five Erraticus.
Yes.
Matt.
What are you drinking?
Well, I'm double fisting that with.
That is bad.
Yeah, I know. Bell's Amber.
Pour it into Ken's cup.
Bell's Amber.
Bell's Amber. We got a couple. I got a couple other things here.
Definitely one of my favorite craft beers. Dan and I used to slam those back on Luna all the time.
Before we went on the air, we were talking. Yeah, oh, yeah. We were talking about beers that kind of got us into craft, and you mentioned that this was basically the craft beer. Yes.
Other than Killian's, because Killian's isn't technically craft.
I'll say it again. Once we saw Killian's for the first time, it's like, what is this? This is awesome.
But we used to be able to get like pictures of Killian's and stuff. So like Bell's Amber, you could only get in a bottle.
Oh,
ooh,
what's that?
That is a bottle.
We'll have to come back to that
me.
One later.
That's
keep going around.
I don't know if I can drink all the tequila and cider now.
Ken actually asked me to buy that at Zatuna's. That was like mid-December.
Yeah, a while
and
ago.
And it's been sitting in my trunk for... probably 6 weeks at this point. Yeah. So you're welcome. It's
chilled and aged.
It's chilled and aged.
Not stirred. Nothing wrong with that.
Dan, what's going on?
Oh, hey, we're still doing this. Okay.
Yeah.
What did you think of that Starcut cider?
Terrible. I poured it into your cup. What's that tell you?
It's gone. Well, it's still there in my cup.
Go ahead and finish it. That's all you.
What else are you drinking?
What do you think I'm drinking? One guess. Come on.
One.
Drinking the new Newcastle.
I have a question. I have a proposal for the three of you. Actually, it's really
three of us. There's six of us in this room.
Well, but there's only three that this question pertains to. Do we think that what would cost less? Would it cost Dan less to chug a can or chug a cup of that cider, or Rob to chug a cup of Four Loko?
Oh,
I'll chug that cider. That won't cost you anything if you're really want to. I just don't want to drink it.
Well, without the commotion, I thought we could get a little...
I'm not like pretending like I'm going to die from drinking. I'm just like, no, don't want to drink it.
Rob, did you pretend?
Wow, that's some shade thrown right over there.
Were you really dying then, Rob?
I feel like I need some sunglasses for all that shade.
Well,
just kind of sit back.
Sorry, mine are in the car. I'd give them to you.
Well, hold on. If you need sunglasses for shade, that means the shade's being blocked, so you don't need sunglasses. You need like a flashlight.
Wow, this for is shade. We got way too far with Bay. Come on, Salt Bay, put this down.
All right. Well, we do have a guest in studio today from Eastern Market Brewing Company, Hazen Schumacher. How you doing?
Doing good. Drinking this
weird cider.
Weird, funky cider.
That we all have to keep asking Nick what the name of it is.
I was trying to figure out what the flavor profile that I was getting off, and it's oysters.
Oysters.
That's different.
Oysters, wow.
Oysters. It's not wet dog.
Is this your Heady Topper?
I'm going to keep drinking and find them.
That's not whatever that is. Don't put it near me. That just tastes... Oh, that might be the cider, yeah. Sorry, Pauline, if you're listening. We just lost our short sponsorship.
Not every beer is a hit. We've had bad beers from sponsors.
Is cider beer?
No. Technically not.
Is mead beer?
No.
Mead is not beer.
In regards to like the legalities of like if you own a brewery, you have to own a different license to make ciders, meads, and wines.
I was trying to be clicky.
I understand what you're trying to say. But I don't want to draw attention to that group and people. So, Hazen, you're brewing at Eastern Market. You haven't started yet, but tell us kind of, you know, where did you get your brew starting? Like, how did you start brewing?
How did I got start brooding, brewing?
Brooding.
I blame Ken. Drunk.
It's that oyster flavor in my mouth. I got started in my basement when I worked at the Ye Olde Tap Room on the east side, and We had so many different
That's right
beers
here, though,
there.
Right? On what, on Main Street.
That's Yield Saloon.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah. It's okay.
I'm going to go back to my box.
Yeah. Not in Ypsilanti, the Yield Tap Room in Ypsilanti. It's in Detroit on the Grosse Pointe border, and they have back then they had four taps and 250 beers. Some of the best beers that I liked back then was EKU 28 and Celebrator and German styles like that, because there weren't these funky pale ales that we're drinking now. And beer cost a lot of money back then. And when you're working four different jobs, I decided to make it myself, and everybody liked it and they continued to make it. I went to, got to know some people from Bell's. They would come to town for shows, and they would go to the tap room for the good beers that they had there. And that's how I got to meet Rob Scala and Rick Dellinger. Rob Scala passed away a few years ago, but Rob was a genius for creating beers and recipe formulation. So after a while, I got invited to Larry Bell's birthday party because he tried some of my beers that I gave my buddy, and he thought it was their low fills. And he thought it was the amber ale, by the way, that you're drinking now. And so, you know, it was really tough to move to Kalamazoo from Detroit, small town to big town to small town. And I eventually did in late 94, and worked there for several years until I came back home for Atwater. Stayed at Atwater for a long time, 17 years. Three different ownership changes. That was rough. Man, that was rough. Three different philosophies, you know, and each ownership change, it differed what they believed in, and it was really difficult time. But you know, it was good to stay at that place for as long as I did. I learned a lot there, and went to Brew Detroit after that. And Brew Detroit's a huge, you know, local brewery. And I guess they're basically Stro now.
we have our own opinions. Some of us have our own opinions.
They're also badass. Don't cut them short for their portfolio.
Other beer in the fridge, too.
I did change.
Oh, yeah. I didn't check and see. It's there the Lake Brothers.
There's one in there.
Change that recipe three times while I worked
there. The badass?
There. Yeah.
Were you the most recent change to it, or were you the previous
ones? No, okay. I eliminated some of the stuff that they're putting in there.
The tin tasting like you're licking a can when you drink it?
That's not mine.
Okay.
No, that's the latest one, and that's another guy that we're going to keep his name down. We're not going to mention him.
Kid Rock?
Hey, he's opening up the new pizza slice.
The so pizza pizzerina?
Pizzerina.
Some of the employees there were like actually the management staff was in love with Kid Rock. And I have a couple of stories to go back, you know, 24 years ago from Kid Rock.
Please, I mean, we have 2 hours. Go ahead.
Not a big fan of Kid Rock, but
enlightened.
I'm give us your worst, please.
I'm with him there.
I'm actually surprised by half this table being surprised at hating him. Never mind. I'm not going into politics.
Well, I'm a fan of Kid Rock.
Well, I'm a fan of Kid Rock. I don't care about the politics thing, but I'm always interested in gossip.
I grew up in Romeo. He's one of my neighbors. So kind of, you know, that's how it is. Plus, Ball with the Ball all summer long. He's totally the Ted Nugent of our time. He's just fringy.
What about? Oh, go ahead.
I was going to say, you mean Werewolves in London remix?
That wasn't a remix. That was a mash.
It was a mashup.
It was no, because there's also another song that they mashed together on the same record. So, if we want to talk.
Oh, so the beat didn't go dun 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 dun.
This is not Vanilla Ice.
Queen.
I couldn't pull it out of my head. Quick enough.
The fact that it took you a second to realize it was Queen
But also, Kid Rock did give the points to Werewolves of London on that, so he's not a total Vanilla Ice.
No, that's...
And how many times? And how many artists today sample what came out? I mean,
I don't know
any
artist that has ever sampled other than Kid Rock and Vanilla Ice ever.
How about that Kanye-zle to the Kanye-zus?
Jason Derulo, Imogen Heap.
Emojin Heap.
What you say?
Oh, goodness.
Yeah.
That's like the first thing that came to my head for sampling. Sorry.
So I saw this funny.
Every Puff Daddy song ever.
Hey, if not you want, if you
okay,
want,
most of all of it.
Hey, if you want a record label where you don't need your executive producers all in your videos, in your songs, just go to Death Row, baby.
Yeah,
aren't they all on Death Row or locked up?
Yeah, that was a Suge Knight reference, circa 1995. So I'm sorry that anybody
for the, anyone that's under the age of 28,
no, 21
where,
now.
Where you want to go is No Limit, because there's a record every week, and they promote everyone else's records on the new record. That
I don't
week,
think there so. Is a No Limit.
No, I know
that. Since he stopped making the Hornets.
I believe that the doctor is putting the time of Off the Rails at 7:15.
So as we get back on the rails,
we need to have a drop where when we go off the rails, we can have a like a clear or some sort of
yeah. Where's the where's the hooray for beer?
I still couldn't get the hooray for beer or the when Boffin was here and they were singing Getting Jiggy with It and they kept doing that. Aha.
All right. Well, we still need to get a drop.
It's a work in progress.
So Hazen, how did Easter Market find you, or how did you find Easter Market?
Through a buddy of mine. He was walking with the president of Easter Market down through Easter Market area and giving him a tour, and there were these tanks sticking outside of the building pretty much. They were there's three doors wide open, and there was brewing equipment there, and the place was like starting to be gutted. So he gave me a holler on that, and I talked to the guys, and I was developing something for another party. And decided to do this job because this is right downtown, right in the Easter Market area. I mean, and they bought the building. You heard the story.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
And, you know, I was kind of hesitant because it was such a small place and everything. But I looked at it again and thought about it. It's perfect for what I want to do nowadays, was go the exact opposite route of production and get into, you know, making real beers instead of this one.
Oh, that's good. Come on. That is a real beer.
Talk about the King Cobra that Dan
That's $2
in.
Worth of beer. So
what styles of beers are you looking to start off with for EMBC?
Well, the styles of beers that we're looking at is wood-aged, because we can take advantage of all the barrels that are down the street from Detroit City Distillery. Uh-huh. We'll do a lot of, you know, I'll be able to make a lot of the big German beers that I used to make in the past. They were different than from what Atwater makes now. But I'll be able to make some big Doppelbocks and some Baltic Porters and age them in wood. And I'll be able to get back to my roots from Bell's and make barley wines again and Scotch ales. Like, Scotch ales are a forgotten
you don't
style.
See very many of those.
I don't know why.
Now,
well, maybe because it's just big malty beers are just people don't aren't really attracted.
I would agree with that. I'll go to the first actual brewery that I've ever been to was Dragon Mead, and I only recall to this day
because you were that drunk.
Well, yeah, only one Scotch ale and maybe like one or two different Baltic porters. I don't even know outside of that.
Yeah, I don't think they had a Baltimore. Just had the Wee Heavy, right?
Yeah, I think so. Outside of that, it's, you know, it's all about, you know, how much hops can you slam into a beer, or, you know, how much coffee can you put in the damn thing?
Right. Well, I made several different, like 20 different recipes up for these guys, and now I have 60 recipes made up for them. And because on a 5-barrel system, we'd be able to make different recipes all the time. The guys want a Pilsner, so I'll give them a Pilsner each month, a different Pilsner from all over the place. So I'll even make a Polish Pils and things like that.
Like a Svek or a Tiski kind of clone?
Yep. Yep. my favorite beer.
Where's my cot going to go is all I need now.
My favorite beer is the OK beer.
Okochum. I actually know that.
And it says it right on it, OK. And people go up and they'll say, really? It's OK? It says it right on it. It's the OK beer.
Yeah, now, do you know that when they were here, did you hear the show where like Dane, Devin, and Paul were here?
I heard some of it.
Do you know that they sold me the naming rights to all of the beers?
God help us.
Yeah, exactly.
Now, I promise to be gentle and call it like the Barry Sanders or the same old lager. So we'll do something.
I think you just triggered Nick down there.
Oh, my gosh. So
long night ahead of us.
Getting back, anyways, we'll predominantly have three. You know, I think the guys want to have up to 12 beers on tap, and that'll give us, you know, 9 to 12 constant beers going at all times.
Nice.
And so three of those will at least be on wood.
Wow.
Yeah.
Whoa.
Yeah. So, and it works perfectly. You know, a wood barrel is three wood barrels is five barrels.
So are we doing bourbon barrel, like birch barrels? What
bourbon,
kind of?
Bourbon barrels.
Okay.
Yep. Whiskey barrels.
But German beers are typically in birch, if I'm not mistaken, right? They're not, I mean, because yes. Germans aren't going to put so, bourbon barrels in their beer. So
no, I will get some birch barrels too for the
Germany.
No, I mean, legally you can't. Well,
yes,
I mean,
they do.
What do you want to
they
call
do.
It?
No, they do, actually.
But is it called bourbon?
No, it's called schnapps.
I don't think so.
It's called schnapps.
Schwarze schnapps, probably. Black schnapps.
Kirschwasser.
There you go.
So anyway, so we'll make some Sticka alts also, and those will go in wood. So any beers like darker from amber will go in wood also.
Will you drink a Sticka alt?
A Sticka alt?
I know you like alt beers. Do you like Sticka alt beers?
I don't know what a Sticka alt is.
It's a Sticka alt.
It's
beer.
A stronger version. We would say an imperial style. A Sticka alt was aged.
Imperial alt.
Yep. It would basically an imperial.
Well, I mean,
don't threaten Ken with a good time.
I was going to say, when we had that quote unquote the double alt from the double dwarf, which even Travis was just like, this isn't an alt, this is something else. So if it tastes like that, then absolutely not.
No.
but a stronger alt, like I love alt beers. I love the complexion and the like just how malt forward it is. And like whenever I go to any beer festivals, I always look for any alts, and that's like my first thing I go to, which is nice because nobody wants them. So short lines and I'm happy.
It's the same reason why I go to the Mace at Eastland. Nobody's my size, so everything I find is on clearance.
Not for long.
Exactly. Well, everything's like 20 to 40% off.
Didn't they close it?
They're closing it now. Everything's 20 to 40% off. So I'm having a fun time in the adult men's section.
Goodness. What the hell?
A fun time with adult men. I like that.
So are you guys going to be looking to do any distribution or anything like that, or just kind of stick to local?
We plan on getting local draft accounts.
Okay.
We plan on growing, you know, exponentially, hopefully to about 10,000 barrels.
Okay.
Oh, wow.
So, how fast do you think you will / could get there?
6 years.
Okay, so I mean, it's not going to be anytime soon. It's going to come with perpetual growth, though,
yes,
right?
Perpetual growth. With the brew house is small. I mean, you factor in 100 brew days in a year on a five barrel system, so you got 500 barrels. Yeah. So you know, anything above five, I think 500 barrels is a good market or good target. 750 would be great, and 1,000 would be brewing 200. You know. 200 brews a year out of 265 days brewing. So
Now, with Eastern Market right there, how do you – I mean, that's going to be a challenge with, you know, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, just people swarming that. Like, and I know that's probably the plan is to let's get those people in here and pay our bills. Like, is that something that you guys are going to be able to keep up with?
Hopefully.
Hopefully you're open at 7 a.m. on Saturday, right?
Right. I mean, I wouldn't see that much of an issue. I mean, especially with the market. I mean, the market shuts down about 3.
Morning beers.
See as a possible issue is when Brewers Guild comes in and does their Eastern Market festival.
No, I think that would be like the best time.
I mean,
we can't wait for
it. I mean, Everybody has a booth. They have a building.
They're just going to cut like the chain link fence open and say this.
You're going to ask the city to block Riopelle off right there at Russell and the next street over and then say, okay, block party. Fuck it. You know?
Yeah, exactly.
Why don't they do that more often, by the way?
What's that? Like a block party?
Just have block parties.
On Eastern Market?
Why not?
They have the Eastern Market After Dark. That should have been 2 nights or maybe even 3 because that ended up being a great weekend.
Yeah, that was just like a random Thursday night, too.
It was incredibly warm at the end of September, and it turned out to be a great party.
Yeah, because outside right now.
The thing is that plus people have their own private events going on from time to time.
Yeah.
Who has a private event at Eastern Market?
And nobody important.
No one worth mentioning.
I'll be honest. Only assholes do like private events, like weddings during football season. So
oh wow.
I'm like, what, a Thursday?
On a
Thursday Night Football.
Poor Rob.
I love how this is just going right
Thank God
around.
It was like the Texans and the Jaguars.
They razz you, about the black and yellow. They razz you about the wedding. I have not razzed. Guys, do we
the
do
Jets
the show
The Jets in Cleveland
with,
right? were playing that night, all right? That was an important night.
I have not ever ragged on the black and yellow. I am I'm a Wiz Khalifa bandwagon.
I just said he was wearing black and yellow.
Okay, I mistook you.
Oh, he does have the red and yellow. Like he's like he's a Hulkamaniac tonight.
Hey, don't
he's gonna tell you something, brother.
Wow. Hey,
you want to something, brother?
Rob, you look like just like Hulk Hogan. I couldn't tell the difference.
Honestly, take off that shirt.
Wow. If that's the case, where's my money from Gawker?
What's funny is it's the non-wrestling fan that brings up wrestling first
on
the show.
No, I'm a closet wrestling fan. I know a lot about like 90s and early aughts wrestling. Don't threaten me with a good time. I was like the first kid on my block with the N64 version of WCW, and I had all the great nicknames for the
obsolete.
Random wrestlers.
Obsolete.
Now you just have to start doing the thing.
So we're going to get back to Hazen.
Yeah. Obsolete.
So do you have like a flagship or something you think is going to lead the brewery to that goal of distribution or 20,000 barrels?
We're going to figure that out through sales.
I mean, you've probably tasted some of these recipes. These aren't probably just things in notebooks. You've probably made them in your home.
I've made them in the past, and there's some new recipes, and on a five-barrel system, we can perfect it. And, I mean, five barrels, 10 kegs, that goes in a week.
Do you have something that you think is, give me, the top three to top five that you think are, going to, really do well and that you like even?
Well, I think, obviously, a double IPA will do well no matter what. We're going to do a double IPA. We're going to do a Pilsner. It's going to be a little bit different.
What's going to be different about your Pilsner?
It'll be about 45 IBUs instead of, around 31.
So like a pale Pilsner almost?
No, it'll be okay. Lagered. It'll be lagered, but all Pilsners are pale.
Well, I mean, like a pale ale / Pilsner, kind of like in the middle.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah. Yeah, yeah. I'm thinking, I think our Ur-Pils will be a bigger hit than the IPA. An Ur-Pils, is kind of like a Imperial Pilsner.
So it's an Ur-Pils.
Ur means original, old town, part of town.
Okay.
And, you'll have Urbach.
Okay.
And Ur-Pils. We'll make one a little bit more on steroids and bring the IBUs up around 75.
Wow.
Yeah. And it'll be about 7.5%. So I think that one will be really good with the lager yeast.
See, that was one of those things we talked about a couple of weeks ago about.
I'm just going to pitch a 10 on the top.
Pilsners being.
Wait, you're going
to
what?
I'm going to pitch a 10 on the top of Easter Market so I can just climb the ladder, go to sleep, climb back down, and I'm good to go. Are you guys going to have a Kolsch?
Yes. Yeah. Kolsch is one of my favorite beers ever, and we'll have a Kolsch for sure.
Have you ever been to Cologne? Because that was literally my favorite beer city that I went when I went to Germany.
I have a fear if I go to Germany, I won't come back.
That's a legitimate fear.
I got mortgage payment to pay for, and everything like that.
Not if
it won't matter if you stay there. What are they going to do?
Not if you just don't ever come back.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. What are they going to do?
So I'm curious. You had mentioned earlier, you said that pretty much with making the recipes for what's going on in Eastern Market, that you had about 60.
Yeah.
Obviously, you've been brewing for a long time.
Yes.
I mean, how big is this recipe Bible that you have?
It's pretty big. I don't want to show it to the general public, but, recipes are recipes. Everyone can make them. There's not a secret on making the beers, but, obviously your balanced beers are important. Mm-hmm. You can make a super hoppy beer balance, and that's easy to do if you've done it for a long time and you're comfortable doing it.
See, and for myself, I'm not comfortable because I have not brewed anything yet.
Yeah.
And I have a home kit and was pretty much getting ready to make what came with the kit, which I think was it's a amber. And I remember I actually went to one of the brew stores and just thought about, I've been reading the complete home guide to home brewing, and there were some intermediate steps to just go ahead and add some hops in there, see what you could mess with the flavor profile. When I went into the store, they just said, you know what, just make it first. And then after you make it, then mess around with it and go from there.
It's just beer. You'll make more.
Yeah.
It's only 5 gallons. Yeah. Like, you know, that'll go like
yeah,
that.
Why haven't you done this yet? What are you waiting for?
I'm waiting for a time in which I have the house to myself so that I can just use the stove for an hour and a half.
You know, Rob, one of our breaks, we're gonna make a date. You're gonna come
aren't
over
you
to
the man
to the McMansion. Rob, you're gonna come over.
How's the quality based, dude?
Wait, so that means you can't use the stove? Hold on. So that means you should be able to use it anytime you want.
Except for when we're making dinner.
You're making dinner lunch? All day?
All day,
you
every day.
Cooking all day?
Got all these people to feed.
Oh, Lord.
So, Hazen,
by
do
all
you
these
have...
people, you mean just Rob.
I'm a big boy.
Do you draw inspiration from other beers, like past experience? Like, when you think of these beers, where do they come from? Are you just like out to dinner at like Applebee's and say, oh, you know, I would really like my mac and cheese with a beer like this? And
no,
bam.
I don't think I get inspiration from Applebee's. That's I think I think I've been to Applebee's twice in my whole entire life, and both times was at the Ford Fairlane. So. No, I don't get inspiration from Applebee's, but I do. I get inspiration, you know, from the old German styles and the old British styles.
So where do you find these old German styles? Because I mean, it's like you find like German beer, even like remotely close to what German. I mean, you can find your Hagerstorn.
You don't find a lot of them around.
You can find your Unbecks at any store, but you don't really go out and find a German style beer anywhere anymore. It's everything's IPA or.
They're still out there. You just have to look harder.
Where are you looking? Are you drinking? Where we aren't.
I haven't. You know, working in a factory setting for so long, I haven't bought bottled beer in ages. But when I was buying bottled beer in ages, a long time ago. And if I did buy bottled beer right now, I'd go to a place where I live in Grosse Pointe, Woods Party Store. They have. So many boozes and so many beers.
So let me tell you a story. I brought these guys Hackershore once, and they thought it was Grolsch. Now, who do you want to kill?
What kind of Hackershore?
It was a 16.9 bottle.
Of what? I mean, Hackershore?
No, just the standard Weiss.
Well, that's...
And they thought it was Grolsch.
Okay, German, Dutch, it's not that big of a difference. Stop.
But the beer...
No, it's really not. No, in my opinion... Okay, because we're going to go the opposite direction. I think all that Belgian, the Dutch, the German, it all tastes the damn same. That's why you see so much of the other stuff.
I think
out
you get
there.
So much more yeasty out of the Germans and so much of the stank out of the Dutch.
Well, you know where you can find all these
I don't
great
think
beers,
a Dutch,
by the way.
I don't think a Dutch brewery makes a Hefeweizen. A Hefeweizen, they make a wit beer.
No, that's true. The Dutch aren't good at making beer. That's a fact.
No, they make some good beers.
You know why? Because they never get laid because they're doing it all in abbeys. And
what are you talking about? They have one of the best red light districts. They're getting laid all the time, believe
me. The monks
from like 10s.
The monks make the beer, and they don't ever...
The monks make... I want to see some Dutch monks. I really, really do. Dutch
sounds like a terrible punk rock name.
Dutch we monks. Are the
no,
Dutch,
no,
monks.
Dutch
monks.
No, it'd be a symphonic metal band is what it would be.
No, that's a
reggae
band.
Metal band.
Try Hollandia. Try and find it. It's in a tall boy can. Hollandia.
Is it?
Yeah, it's just like that.
You know who we should ask to find that beer?
Jack's Tuna?
Jack's Tuna. It's a tuna liquor. South of M59 on Rochester Road. Go check it out. Say hey to Jack or Gus if Gus is there.
Gus is the shorter, balder
guy. Good old Gus.
And Jack is the taller, baldered guy. Definitely check them out. Yeah. Plenty of beers, liquor, wine, cigars. It's your everyday party store. With
Jack's like the mayor
selection.
Of Rochester Hills. So I mean, if you need like shawarma or a burrito, you just add Jack. What a go!
What?
And then people
wow.
Like,
shawarma or burrito.
Exactly.
If I need some sliders, some shawarma,
some
burrito.
White Castle.
Yeah.
It's nice to live closer to Zatuna now. I'll say that much. Straight shot down M59 now.
Where's the new Nikasa?
I'm in Northern Sterling Heights, about 5 minutes. That's away from Lakeside.
That's a drive for. That's as far as Ken's driving to the liquor.
Well,
store.
Luckily I'm still. Well, that's.
I'll give you some recommendations off air.
All right, fine. But I still go. You know, Zatuna's still on the way.
Zatuna's good place.
Yeah. Good people.
On the way home. On the way home, I'll go past it.
So, do you think that your beer is going to be at places like Brown Iron Brewing in Washington, Michigan?
Ooh. That's maybe in about 8-10 years, maybe.
But, I mean, if you're going to self-distribute, do you plan that you're going to just self-distribute in the, like,
in the market area,
east side area,
in the market area, in the downtown area, and then we'll figure it
not
out.
Not to places like Brown Iron in Washington, Michigan, at 27 miles. Well,
Washington's a little bit of ways away from there, and we've got to get packaging first. We will. Once we get a bigger brew house, we will do some mobile canning.
But
if you need help, we know a place called Farmington Underground Canning and Kegging.
Yes, Farmington Underground Canning and Kegging.
They can definitely
not
help.
A sponsor. Just wanted to say that, didn't you?
Yeah. When you put it together,
that's great. Well, as Dan said, there might be a distance. I think the distance is only 50 miles.
It has to be within 50 miles.
Yeah,
I think it has to say, is Washington within 50 miles?
Yeah. No, yeah.
Is it by the?
Yeah. I don't know. I think everything. I think north it of 14 be. Miles.
Do you think? Well, is the law like by how the crow flies or by country. like driving miles?
I would assume by how the crow flies.
That's what
easily,
I would assume.
They're with easily within 50 miles. I would think it'd be better personally for business wise to start as far as you can to get people into your place when they're at Easter Market. I mean, especially in like farm towns like Elmont and Washington and Dexter.
Marlette.
I mean, but at the same time, you've got so many people that come to Eastern Market already.
Oh, yeah. Places a zoo.
I mean, we want to concentrate in the city. It's a desert.
I mean, could you imagine?
Wait. He said the city's a desert. Do you believe that?
Well, you need
compared
to look at
other cities.
Compared to other cities?
100%.
But in what ways is it a desert? It's not, I mean, maybe neighborhood wise.
For beer. It's now growing.
Right.
Look at geographically the size of Detroit, and we're going to be the sixth.
Let's condense it to just Eastern Market, that side of Detroit. After what, 2-3 o'clock in the afternoon, Eastern Market's almost a ghost town at that point.
It is.
And what better way? I mean, because I know there's some restaurants in there. Oh, got the pizza place, you got Sabino. The barbecue place, Sabino,
Burt's.
Tommy McGee's.
There was a new upscale restaurant. What better way to get more people to come down there off the hours of Eastern Market than with a
Eastern
brewery.
Hour definitely. By Eastern Market by night? Then we're going to be like an adult like toy place for Eastern Market?
You never
adult
know.
Toy place.
And I mean, could down the street on Ryapel.
Is that a real thing?
No, but I mean, like, what could Eastern Market
you
be at
open
night?
Open this? Is this what we're going to do? We're going to start one of the.
And I mean, just
I'll be the booker,
an adult
yes
toy store.
And just think that guys actually have another destination to go to when Flower Day comes around.
Oh gosh,
Flower Day!
When Flower Day hits,
wow!
All the guys are like, you know what, hun?
No, you're not even kidding.
Here's $50. You just get whatever you want and put it in the car.
That what's is a flower great day point. I didn't even think
all right
about
I'm not
that.
I'm not a Detroiter. What's Flower Day?
Yeah, you want
it's
to
insanity is what it is. It's pure insanity.
Just imagine an auto show crowd at Eastern Market.
For flowers.
Yes.
To buy flowers.
For flowers.
Where's that seal that would be like, gay?
Say what you want, but the women love it, and it's like the one time of the year you don't go to Eastern.
Everybody
Market
loves that. I mean,
they're obsessed with it.
People want to start planning all their stuff.
You'll find me by the food trucks.
And everything out there is relatively cheap.
There's
it's
a
like
florist
find me with the beer in my hand.
There's literally a florist on the corner of my house, or on the corner of the street my house is on. What's the issue? I just buy her flowers like once every couple weeks.
Well, hold on. There's a brewery right down the road from me. Why would I go to a beer festival?
Different beer, but florists get all the flowers, don't they?
A florist isn't. We're talking gardening.
Yes,
florist like buying dozens of roses.
Right. So you're thinking like shit to put around your house to make it look
nice. Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it meant like
perennials.
No, it's not like one. It's not like
perennials.
Roses okay, I retract.
Annuals, perennials, roses.
I just going down like, there for some boutonnieres.
I was just like, I was thinking like, oh, okay, like there's 1-800-FLORIST is having a party, and I'm like, there's a motherfucker who lives on my corner who has the same shit.
I think we need a refill soon.
No.
Oh my gosh!
Yeah, there's definitely a lot of those specific events that go on in Eastern Market, and then of course you got Tuesday nights during the summer.
Yep,
yeah.
Right.
So obviously they're going to be planning around a lot of those events.
Sunday
tailgates.
Oh,
because that is the prime tailgate spot.
And you think about one night a Pistons game, the next night a Wings game.
Right.
Oh my gosh, why wasn't there a brewery sooner?
I don't know.
I don't wait.
Well, you like you said, they're going to be the sixth in the city.
You're going to need a shuttle for the Pistons and the
Call bookies. We'll call bookies. They're not using their bus anymore.
I wonder why that is.
I was like, I'm trying to think of it. There is no shuttle from Eastern Market restaurants, so there's no shuttle from Viviano's.
You'd have to walk over to Greektown.
Yeah, you'd have to walk over to Greektown.
And on the contrary, I did go to a Lions game one time, and they were running the shuttle from bookies to Ford Field.
Why? It's like three blocks.
Was it the booty lounge?
Look at the booty lounge. No, it said bookies on it.
I was going to say, walked from 3rd and Bagley to, or 1st and Bagley to the Ford Field.
Yeah, walking from Eastern Market to Ford Field is nothing.
Well, it's
guys,
short.
Guys, you can I was an observer. I walk from MGM Grand.
Oh, I wasn't.
That's all I do is I always park at MGM, free parking, and walked to Ford Field or to the Tigers.
We're going
to
take a quick break, reset. We'll be right back with the Better on Draft podcast. And we are back with the Better on Draft podcast, episode number 68.
68.
Before we head to Rob with the news,
yes, sir.
We're going to kind of do a little talk with myself and Daniel over here.
Oh, what? Hey, what's going on?
As we went to the Polar Beer Fest.
Oh, yeah, we did. That's what it was called. I really didn't know that until yesterday. Until I think when you sent me...
Were you drunk?
No, not at all. No, I had no idea this was the name of it.
It was just called the Royal Oak Beer Fest. Yeah, it was properly named the Polar Beer Fest.
Yeah, and he sent me a thing where someone emailed us. I was like, what is this? I had no idea what was even going on.
So we went to the festival. We got in with the VIP tickets.
We were literally the first people in there that didn't work there.
Yep, so we got in. They had drink tickets, and basically each ticket represented 3 ounces. So you could get a bigger pour of a beer you wanted, or you got a glass, pint glass.
Yep.
We did hear a few shatter.
We did, sure. Especially at the end of the night.
Especially at the end of the night. We did hear a few shatter, but the beer itself, the festival was great.
Yeah, good times.
Good selection on the beer there.
Yeah, really good selection. The beer itself, nothing too crazy in regards to OMG Wales. They did have Double Crooked Tree.
That was shocking. No one even knew they were there.
Yeah,
we walked up to the table. There was no one in line.
There was no signage. There was nothing.
Nothing.
You just kind of showed up.
Yep. Between two, like a shirt vendor and
some other vendor.
Yeah, like a wasn't pillow vendor.
How many breweries were there?
A lot.
I want to say there was about 30.
Sounds about accurate.
Almost like a zoo brew type thing?
Kind of like a zoo brew, yep. It's the same thing. It was all, there were a few taps, there were a few bottles and cans.
Okay. Unfortunately, there were Stroh's on tap.
There was Stroh's on tap.
We avoided that.
New Stroh? I'm assuming it's New Stroh's.
It was that one. It was New Stroh's, yes.
Of course.
Are we live again?
Yes, we're live again.
Yeah.
Do it!
Welcome back, man.
You and your Funyuns over there. Take a seat.
It's 7:51. I thought we got noticed. I'm sorry.
He was digging through those like crazy. Couldn't find them.
Now, you did mention that there wasn't anything huge. Like obviously, the Double Crooked Tree.
They had the Double Crooked Tree.
Was there anything else that kind of stood out?
Well, Chimay was there.
Old Chimay.
There is a Canadian brewery. I can't remember the name of it, but they actually
had the line.
Yeah, the long line.
I've never seen a line like that.
The line?
There's
a long line for...
It didn't even make sense.
As Matt Bush spills beer all over himself.
Not really.
There was a beer by someone who has a show here, a hockey show here.
Yeah, a hockey show, the Lake Brothers guy.
We're like, who are you?
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was quite interesting, to say the least. Sam Adams was there.
Lake Brothers, huh?
Oh, that was one of my favorite people.
How'd you like that beer?
I think we both had it. I thought it was all right.
I had it.
It was crisp.
It was all right. There's some in the fridge, actually, if you want to go try it. There's a six-pack in there.
I know all about the beer.
Yeah.
Oh, do you really?
When you mentioned that you worked at Brew Detroit, because I didn't know
made
that.
It.
Oh, did you?
I almost did.
So they were there.
The Sam Adams rep we met, I can't remember. Is it Kevin?
Okay. Yeah, he's been invited on the show.
Great guy.
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
We met him, and he'll definitely be on the show soon, to say the least.
Yeah, good
Well,
times.
I've invited him 100 times, and he just doesn't respond when I say, hey, would you like come on the show.
Oh, he loved us. He couldn't stop talking
we
to
did,
us.
We did catch up with Kevin DeVries over there from Founders.
Out of beer at like 8:30, maybe.
Yep, Roke was there.
Didn't bring enough. Yeah,
They weren't prepared for the amount of people that showed up.
Now, was it, were you saying thousands?
Yeah,
1,700, I think, is what
they
said.
Yeah, I think there was like...
That's good size.
And it got packed. I didn't realize we were there during the VIP hour or whatever it was, everyone came in, and it was crowded.
Now, where was this at in Royal Oak?
Farmers Market.
Farmers Market. Okay, all right. Decent sized place.
Yep.
Yeah.
So we wound up Ubering there and back.
Yeah. Good call.
Yep.
because I was really fucking drunk at the end of the night.
Was it expensive? Because usually those beers are like $50 a piece.
Well, the tickets itself, I believe, were $40 for the regular and $60 for the VIP.
Oh, was that really?
That extra $20. Oh, well, I mean, you get that nice pint glass that you get to take home. The $60, there was a lot more that you can get with the VIP that I guess we didn't take advantage of.
Oh, damn. Why didn't
but
I know this?
They had food there. They had a couple vendors. They had shawarma.
Yeah.
They had burritos, too.
I'm sorry?
Shawarma and burritos?
No, I don't think they I'll say the shawarma guy I've known for years that was there. The shawarma guy is on point. Ken had some. I think
yes,
Ken liked
yes,
it.
I did.
Yeah, good stuff.
They had like the hammer nail game that they
Oh, that was fun. Oh, we went ham on that game.
Oh,
Hammerschlagen.
Yeah, we went ham on that.
Yeah, we went live for that. That's definitely on our Facebook Live. But overall,
I'm disappointed how bad you did on that game.
We were
pretty toasty. You have to realize how much we had been drinking at that point.
The strategy to the game is you turn the hammer 90 degrees and you use the broadside of it.
That's allowed?
That's cheating.
They're like, you can't do. Oh, I would have won in one hit. I was swinging that thing so hard.
Yeah, we were
we
all
lost
using
to a girl
no,
too,
the
which
thing
is the funniest part.
Everyone's drunk, so when you do the whole you pretend like you're gonna hit with the actual hammer side, and then at the end you like turn it over a little bit and you hit it with the broad side and you win every time.
We had to hit it with like the little axe side.
Yeah.
Like
you all fucked up.
That's and they were watching what we were doing. It's like, oh.
But one of the things that I mentioned, especially my write up, is that a lot different from the major beer festivals, there was really no pressure. When you went to the event, it was very relaxed, very nice.
I didn't see any CBYs either.
No, I'm sure they were there, but they're probably too busy complaining that, you know.
Oh, the double cricket tree was gone.
Wait. Closet CBYs.
The closet, no. They probably like, oh, beer festival, and, you know, this is going to be awesome. And then they realize it's nothing like a Brewers Guild festival, what? And then they
maybe
bitch
they
and moan.
They looked at the list, and I said, nah, not for me.
Were they not there because they didn't see it on every social media post ever?
You got to explain what a CBY is.
Craft beer Yeezus.
A craft beer Yeezus. Somebody like you know who Kanye West is?
Yeah.
But imagine Kanye West, except instead of being full of himself in life, you're full of yourself in beer.
I've met some of those people.
Well, yeah, the like, ones saying they wanted like, to they, start your brewery.
They, yeah, they read. Well, actually, it was on a Facebook page, and it was a horrible write up of ours I'm not going to name the paper, but
Metro
really
Times.
No, it was one of those.
A real Detroit can't get it right.
So
it's our,
like,
it's our.
They didn't say what we really wanted to do in our brewery, and they thought also it was a similar thing from what that guy I told you about earlier was that they thought that because I brewed at Atwater and Brew Detroit and
take
it all off, man. and so it was at Atwater. So I worked at Atwater and Brew Detroit, and these were factory breweries, and that I wasn't able to make these grapefruit IPAs and such, you know, that are on the market.
But
right
they
now.
Don't make beer, right? These people that we're talking about.
No, they don't. No, they're
life.
Just enthusiasts and
never made.
A,
yeah, we've heard
craft
plenty
brewers
of these.
Enthusiast page. On
yeah,
it's something we actually.
So you know what the article I'm talking about?
CBYs.
We
bring this up with almost every brewery that comes in here that you have people. Telling you should do this and stuff, but they've never made a beer in their life.
No, never in their life.
Is it because you offered like 85 IBUs, but they could have swore it was like 87?
Yeah, and because of that fact that it was a double IPA and it was 87 IBUs, it was too sweet.
Oh, geez.
Heard that
I'm about
way
ready
too
to
many
uppercut
times.
Some people.
Yeah. I know.
Too sweet.
I'm sick of those.
Like, double IPA being too sweet.
That's the one thing that I loved about the beer fest. Like, it was like everyone was friendly. I never, like, nobody looked pretentious there. Nobody went in there with like a man with a plan. There was just like, all right, well, we're going to go here. Or, hey, look, there's this brewery. Like, I know Sam Adams.
Dude, we drank a lot of Sam.
We did.
We saw they had cherry wheat.
Yeah.
Are those, like, is it run out. Similar along the guild lines, similar along the Frankenmuth Beer Festival thing?
Absolutely not. This was ran, I think it was a collaboration of, like, Rave, Imperial, and Powers.
Okay.
And basically brought in both craft import, no quote-unquote majors. I'm trying to think of even like because
he's not your father's.
Well, yeah, Small Town
Pabst.
Was there.
Pabst.
No,
is that PBR?
Not your father's
it's
root
Small
beer,
Town.
Huh? Yeah,
Small Town's
there.
Owned by Pabst. There was Lisian, which is owned by Anheuser-Busch. So yeah, there was a few.
Well, Lisian was here,
but they're still
that's interesting.
Do they still fly their own flag? They don't like get directive. Like, it's not like it's Shock Top where they tell you, you know, this is the beer that we want you to make.
That is correct.
You know, this is the clone that you need to make and then put on the market.
That is correct.
Now, does Dick Cantwell still run the brewery, or did he, after he sold it to him, is he...
Which brewery are we talking about?
Elysian.
I do not know.
Okay.
I don't know if it's the same, like, when Goose Island got bought out, the head brewer left.
Yeah.
So I
you
know...
you don't know Dick?
I don't know Dick.
Okay.
That was a good one.
Wow.
My gosh.
So definitely check out, they have like four beer festivals at the farmer's market every year.
Yeah, it's the first one we ever went to, at least between you and me.
That was the first one I went to.
Great time.
It's like 5 years in a row now, though.
What's that?
The Winter Beer Fest is like 5 years now,
yep,
right?
In Royal Oak. It's been going on for a while.
Yep. Yeah. Well, Powers used to do the one at DTE.
They've done the one at the farmer's market at least like two times a year for the last 3 or 4 years.
Yeah, it's been going on. That's what I'm saying. It's not.
Who's all usually like Powers brands?
Oh, did it?
Yeah, this is owned by some like the. I think the group that does this beer festival does like Pig and Whiskey and a few other.
I would bet you $100 that Powers realized having people like stay in line for the last Angry Orchard or some random beer that they sell was less enthusiastic than getting people in for like Bells, and so they were like, let's call. You know, the other, you know, rave and stuff like that, and get them in so they can taste our beer again, too.
You do remember that your gambling stats on the show are under 500, right?
Actually, we have that coming up in the next segment three.
Uh-oh, are we doing brulette?
No, we're not doing brulette, but all of you lost except the guest. Got one of your teams in the final.
Oh, no, you're right. You're absolutely right.
You guys don't even get the choice anymore.
I was damn right on Kansas City. What the hell is going on there?
Kansas and Dallas. Dallas. Yeah. So y'all be gone. But Rob has news, doesn't Rob have news?
Rob does have news.
I got some
news. I think you have news.
Yeah, I got
Do you have news?
Yeah, I got news. I love that news. What the hell was that?
It was a plastic bag.
That was his Funyuns. His Funyuns bag.
You're in your damn Funyuns.
I can smell them from over here.
Oh, goodness.
I got pork rinds over there, too.
Anyway, so ABI is doing a little teaming up of their own. Of course, I guess if you can call it teaming up, I always call it pretty much, you know, Evil Empire Manifest Destiny. And pretty much with their latest pioneer in brewing, another well-loved beverage company that, of course, makes the Keurig. Basically, Keurig is going to be joining ABI to come up with an alcoholic brewing appliance, pretty much like the Pico Brew Pico. Obviously, ABI can have nothing else better to do than to have something so that they have something of their own and take everything over. So they are making a machine with Keurig on their own. Of course, they are still a bit behind the curve because they don't even have a prototype yet. But of course, you know, when we see this thing come out, I'm kind of curious to see how much this thing is going to cost. Cause I think right now the Pico is running for about $7.99.
So hold on. Now the Pico thing, is that from those guys in Amsterdam? Because
we talked about that on the show.
We talked about this pre-Rob. There was another machine like very early in the show.
Yeah.
Where like it had grain in it and it would grind the grain and somehow like instantly make beer.
It's rectangular, right?
I've seen it. Yeah.
Yeah.
And I was like,
ferments in there, does the whole nine
yards.
I had
no idea how this thing, but it costs like $1,500, $2,000. Like, okay, I can make beer for a lot less than that at home.
I think it's $2,200.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
The basic model is $800.
It's for 5 gallons. I saw it. It's a tabletop. You know, if you want to make beer yourself, you know, you got
just,
the
like,
money.
Press
why not?
A button, and you can make beer for a lot less than $2,200 in equipment.
Yeah, their model called the Zymatic. That is the one where it is. This thing is basically $1,999.
Yep, that's it.
That means that's not $2,000 though.
It's not $2,000.
Rob, what'd your kit cost? About $100. That's about what it takes to get started.
My kit costs $89.99.
We gave one of those away on here.
We did give one of those away.
No, your kit costs a lot more because it costs a wedding, a ring, a flower.
No, this was a Christmas gift.
Yeah, but it came from your in-laws, right?
No, it came from – my mom bought this.
Oh, well then
– I was going to say –
you still say it's stove time is why you haven't brewed? It's a
bitch,
kit.
Please.
It's a kit.
It's a beer kit. Yeah, it's an hour and a half.
90 minutes max on a stove.
They would say on Key and Peele –
bitch.
All right. I get it done.
No, you're going to come over.
What kind of kit is it, by the way?
It is the Northern Brewer Beer Share Enjoy Kit. It comes with two six-gallon buckets, pretty much all the hoses.
Did you get the capper. King Cobra?
It did not come
with the King Cobra. We were going to get you the King of Beers kit. That's, yeah, I actually talked that. About this.
Can you put some vodka in the mash and just see what happens?
You don't mash with the kit he has. I know what he's, so, what he's got.
Can you put the vodka in the malt extract?
But still, it gives you a good introduction. I think
Matt just wants vodka.
I know.
At the very least,
I will definitely be making this by the end of the month. So we'll get
come
that
to the
done.
McMansion. We'll do it.
McMansion. You haven't seen my house yet.
Well, my house is bigger than yours. That's why I said come.
Yeah. Whatever.
Rob lives in Delray. He owns like half the houses there. He has like a compound.
You do not live in Delray. I live in North Rosedale Park, damn it.
All right, Tim Jeffers.
Moving on.
Warren Jeffs, I'm sorry.
Meanwhile, apparently there was something else. I actually just saw this thing today, which I thought this was kind of funny because, you know, obviously we really wouldn't be humans if we didn't want to know everything about everything. So
what are the Kardashians doing?
Yeah.
is there like Kim Kardashian's ass sweat beer?
Something.
I'm sure we can make that happen.
It's not going that far.
That'll be Rob's first
She's
beer.
She's planning her next
kit.
Robbery.
Yeah. Yeah. It's not going that far. Yeah. That one's called Break the Internet. So there's this contest that is going on with Google, and there's a team out of the University of California, San Diego, that is looking to do a little bit of experimentation. Where basically this team, they call themselves Team Original Gravity, and they're one of four finalists in the Google Lab to Moon competition, cooking up an experiment to test the viability of yeast on the moon. And
is this for Newt Gingrich's moon bases for when those get started?
Laser beams.
Hopefully they will be able to produce a fresh batch of beer.
On the moon? How are they getting there?
Well, I guess there's the thing is that they're doing basically all the prep work here. So basically all the wort, the fermentation, carbonation phases are actually going to be combined.
Hold on. Are they making beer in a biodome?
With Pauly Shore, yes.
Weasel!
I think I didn't catch that.
There's a line I want to say for the movie, but I don't want to say it. I can't.
And basically, what it said in the article that the testing of the fermentation and yeast viability will be done via pressure rather than using density measurements.
And stick it out and dart in open space and just hope it does something.
I don't know.
zero gravity will affect it. That's for sure.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Well, basically, everything is going to be done in this canister that's about the size of a pop can. And it's going to be put onto this, I don't know.
And this is why America doesn't have
basically
nice things.
It's basically a rover.
Because they're too worried about this.
You're telling me SpaceX can't put a keg
Get
of
Elon
beer
Musk on, the
on a goddamn spaceship
Elon
to
Musk.
The next time they go to the IS and then bring it back in 6 months and tell me what it tastes like?
No, we need a bunch of California liberal college kids.
That dude is South
time.
African via Russia. So,
no, via Canada.
Okay, so
via
he's
Canada.
He's into some beer and some maple syrup and shit. So if you tell him it's maple syrup, he'll brew the shit out of it. So we just have to be like, hey, Elon, we have an idea. We just want to see how well we can age maple syrup in space.
Oh, my gosh.
Put yeast and water in it. And bring it back. And when we're like, oh, sorry, Elon, we just want to get you drunk so you would lay the fuck off of us for a second and have a good time. And stop investing in stupid-ass bullshit.
Man, why are you so mad?
Derail.
You know what I think SpaceX is a bad idea, but I think these kids wasting time at UC San Diego is a bad.
You know what billionaire pisses me off?
Who?
Who's that asshole that made GoPro? Man? No, GoPro. that asshole who goes to the Shark Tank is still dressed as a fucking turquoise cowboy every fucking week.
Turquoise cowboy.
My God, man.
And he just dressed like the biggest douche nozzle since fucking Quagmire.
If I was a billionaire, I'd dress like a douche nozzle.
I would wear a robe and nothing else.
Nick Woodman is his name. I have no idea who
Nick
he
Woodman,
is.
Nick Woodman, if you could ever hear this, you're an asshole.
Just send him a link.
Wear adult clothes, act like a shark, put on a goddamn suit for a change. I don't care if you invented Uber, dress like an adult.
I don't think that was him.
Dude's got money.
No,
if he's got money,
he was the venture capitalist behind Uber and GoPro.
He got money. He don't care.
You don't got to wear a suit when you're a billionaire.
Right. Why is he supposed to care about what you're...
I don't trust a man with two chest pockets in a turquoise shirt and a bolo. He's telling me
a bolo.
My money.
You know what the bolo tipped him. That triggered him.
You know what, man, you're not supposed to trust? You're not supposed to trust a man who has two first names.
Yeah.
Oh, I say that all the time.
Totally.
Ricky Bobby?
I know a few. Nope.
And guess what? Frost tips on top of that.
Wow.
I used to have frosted tips.
Man.
What was that when you were 14?
These are not, what do you call the opposite of tips?
Never.
Bottoms? Frosted bottoms? I want to see Ken frost his bottoms.
For how much?
Frost bottoms.
I'll pay for you to do it.
No. I need a little more money for that.
I will buy you a bottle of your favorite.
Utopia, Sam Adams.
Oh! 2012.
Damn. I will frost tip my beard for a bottle of Utopia Sam Adams.
For that, you would have to.
Are we going to drain for it when we get it?
And it just
that was the point.
No, I will. Whatever the plan is, you have to straight bleach it because my fear would be you would like trim it and make it look clean and like. Give it the
okay, you know what? He could do that anyways. Even if he bleaches it, and he'll be back in a week.
I'm gonna shave my beard off. We could put a time frame on the tips.
I would buy that bottle. Hold it above you for a month and make you live with your frosted tips.
For 1 month, Sam Adams Utopia.
I'll find it. I'll talk to Kevin Pearson.
Challenge accepted, I think.
Wow. There we go.
Did that just...
All right, so
can we frost your tops, too? Like, can we, like, ginger your tops? Like, turn you into a redhead for a month?
What ginger?
Oh, you have enough.
I have backs.
Ginger is tops.
Ginger in the back. Blonde in the front.
I'm the youngest person here, and I have the least hair here. Well, let's just know that.
By volume, yes, but I mean, Nick's still small, so he doesn't have that
Ken
much
had
hair.
This hairline at 17.
Shut up. That's
well,
when I had
we haven't officially derailed
too.
The show yet. We have yeah. officially derailed no. yeah. on the show.
So Rob, the news.
Yeah.
We still got time in this segment.
Oh, for God's sakes. So somebody in Pennsylvania got caught doing something that you're not exactly supposed to do on Craigslist.
I've been pulled over in Pennsylvania.
That's not fun.
That's not even close to funny.
Not your sister?
Yeah.
That's not funny? That's the epitome of funny.
Sure. I got nothing for that. Basically, this guy got in trouble with the law a couple weeks ago, arrested with one charge of sales of a malt or brewed beverage not for consumption on the premises. This dude...
Serious business right here.
Yeah.
Hold on.
He was attempting to sell about 500 bottles of beer on Craigslist, looking for about $2,500 or best offer, which...
Really?
This is where you kind of should say... I think this guy might be the cops because investigators, of course, found the ad. They responded and they made an agreement with the guy to sell the entire lot for $3,000.
Wait, hold on. Is this new? It sounds like we talked about something like this before.
No,
like they were trying to sell a truckload of beer or
no, this,
stolen
no,
beer.
Well,
this is 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, so. I grabbed this 2 weeks ago and we didn't go over it last week.
Well, we were derailed last week.
So basically, the investigators met with him. They gave him about a $500 deposit, and he proceeded to give them, you know, about, you know, $200 or $300 worth of beer, and then basically said, "Okay, here's my address. Bring the rest of the money, and I'll give you the rest of the beer." And of course, you know, they've looked into it, said, "Hey, he doesn't have a license." Showed up at his house with a warrant. And said, all right, you're asking with us.
You know what this reminds me of? If you go back and watch old episodes of Cops where they're arresting people over a joint because they pulled them over for no taillight. So three people are going to jail over a half of ounce
of weed.
This is what this reminds me of.
Do you think this guy was also going to beat her and cut off jorts?
I think so.
That's like you're right. That's like everyone. They're all in like San Bernardino or Riverside. And they're like, oh, well, you have half an ounce of marijuana on you. So now you're going to jail tonight. Like... fuck did I just
look
watch?
Into the camera and say I'm white trash and I'm in trouble?
Right. So I mean, the article threw a couple of brands that were found. There were the likes of Brooklyn Brewery, Sierra Nevada, Trogues, Thirsty
Dog,
and
Russian
River.
Selling some beer he has.
He basically was reselling
Russian
beer.
River. What was he selling? Is it Pliny?
Yeah, I guess
some Pliny.
I would assume it have to be Pliny.
Some aged Pliny.
Some aged Pliny. Yeah, 2012. Pliny the Younger.
Oh, shit. That'd probably taste terrible.
I wouldn't doubt it.
Drain, pour that on Facebook Live. I'll be like, yeah, guys, look at this. No, I can't. Wow. They have nothing better to do than chase down a dude selling some, or like reselling. Well,
I mean,
beer.
There's going
to
be, you know, law enforcement is going to be on an internet division. I mean, that's their job, is to be looking.
But shouldn't they be busy like helping Chris Hansen instead of worrying about the beer guy? I got to try some of this.
Maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
And instead, it's a kind of like, let me go talk to you over here about this.
Oh, hold on. You have a half an ounce of weed in your pocket. Now you're going to go to jail and sit there for 10 years. Oh.
Thank God they spend all that money on that.
Yeah.
I mean, don't like, you know, stop pedophiles or rapists or anything. Just go mess around with, like, well,
sorry, sir. You have a joint in your pocket. You're going to prison.
Right. Speaking
that's
of,
how I feel.
I was
going to
say, that sounds like the time when I got pulled over with Martin, and I'm like, oh no, if Martin has something.
I remember. I was right in front of
you. Yeah, we were coming from Luna. Yeah.
Hey, don't smoke weed. Just go ahead and take this prescription for opiates.
What was so funny was that.
Because it's legal, and we're getting paid for it.
So this was probably like 5 or 6 years ago, and I had a bag of Salvia
Was this the power outage?
Yeah, I think so, yeah.
And we drove wherever in.
We went from Luna to Orchid. That was
the Miley Cyrus stuff?
No, not Molly.
No, the Miley Cyrus.
Miley Cyrus.
Like, where she was, like, smoking, but it wasn't weed, but it's, like...
Oh, Salvia. Pants.
Salvia. Yeah, I had Salvia in my car, and I'm like... So, mind you, I know my friend smoked, and I'm like, oh, no, if you have anything. Because we wound up in the backseat of the police car. So, they detained us, and they're going through our car, and he pulled me over and gave me some, like... BS ticket that was just for money. Like, he didn't give me the points that I deserved because I was going like 60 on Woodward.
Damn.
Why? Sultan County. They will stop you for anything.
Oh, and on top of that, we were in Pleasant Ridge.
Yeah, I was in Pleasant Ridge.
Oh,
I've done 80 on Mound and never been bothered because they realize I'm in Macomb and nobody
gives Mound, not Woodward. Fuck.
Exactly.
So let's do one more news story there, Rob.
All right, one more because Dan kind of alluded to it slightly, but some more weird ass shit. I don't know what the hell's going on with these people and what I'm actually this stuff that I'm finding.
Is it Florida?
No, but it's some more weird news about music and beer. Because remember last week that I brought up, you know,
Prince drank too much.
Rick Astley wanting to make his own beer because, you know, he never wants his beer to, you know, give up.
Or let you down.
Or let you down. Exactly. Did you
hold on 1 second, Rob?
Oh, uh-oh.
Nick, can you pass me more of that brown ale?
It's out.
Damn it.
No, are you talking about that?
No, the brown ale.
No, the Winona's Big Brown.
Yeah. Thanks, Rob.
We had a bottle of Winona's Big Brown that we passed around. And not bad.
Rob gave me more. You can continue with the news.
So were you aware that there is a beer that is from one of our favorite 90s groups of all time?
NSYNC?
Hanson.
Murphy's Law.
They have a beer?
Hanson not only has a beer... They've been making beer.
Do they know that?
They've been making beer since 2013. Basically, through a partnership with Mustang Brewing in Oklahoma.
The Mustang Sally?
There's not. No Ride Sally Ride on that one. They have beers from the Hanson Brothers Beer Company can be found in not only Oklahoma, but Kansas, Missouri, and for whatever fucking reason, Disney World.
I'm not going to lie. I'm pretty sure we talked about this pre-Rob and Matt.
We
like
probably
a year
did.
Ago.
I'm pretty sure we did, but good for them.
And I, for some reason, didn't finish actually writing the stuff.
Shitty pop band to beer entrepreneur.
Their name is awesome, though.
But they have a flagship. They have a flagship beer, which I believe is a farmhouse ale. It is one of their big sellers.
Ooh,
there's a lot of farms in Oklahoma.
That is, can
and tornadoes.
Can you take a guess as what this what the name of it is?
This is garbage.
Hop.
Hops.
We did talk about that. Yeah.
Yep.
Yep.
I remember that.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Can't wait to have it.
You know, I know it's Hansy. You guys are like, oh, it's Hansy. Give them fucking credit. You guys don't have a beer
you know
company.
What? Exactly.
There isn't a better on draft beer company.
In a hop, it's gone. In a hop, it's not here. In a hop, it's gone.
In that great place for beer, Oklahoma.
Yeah. Oklahoma.
Yeah, I'm trying to think
in
of
the beer
Oklahoma
belt.
That's like the land of 3.2, isn't it?
Is it?
It used to be. They just changed the laws.
Yeah, that's right,
because
they just...
Chilling in the panhandle. Yeah. Sipping some...
Yeah, got by, dude.
Yeah, you got to look it up because that label is just hilarious. Just with that, and
do like, they put some? Do they put like adjuncts for like with like bleach and hair in it to make it like
bleach and hair?
That's a blonde ale. Like if you go to prison, that's a girl. That's who you want to be your cellmate.
Who Mbop? Like yeah. Those guys?
Yeah, they look like little bitches from the back.
Well, to be honest, as much as we're ragging on Oklahoma, I did forget that one of like Prairie is in Oklahoma.
Yes,
Prairie Artisan Ales.
I've yet to grab a bottle of Bible Belt or the Barrel Age Bible Belt. I'd like to try those.
Is that a beer by them?
That is a beer that they did collaboration with Evil Twin. So it's basically the Prairie Bomb blended with Evil Twin's Even More Jesus.
Oh, wow. I'm actually very interested in that.
Yeah.
When did that come out?
This week. It was pretty much hitting stores. Yeah. And Holiday was out. 8 Degrees is out.
Damn.
I haven't seen it anywhere. It's
all the CBY's rush.
That's so funny. Degrees. Like when I go to eight, like I'll, if there's a release on a Friday and they'll post it like 2 o'clock and I'll show up at 5 or 6, you know, on my way here. I'm like, do you have it? They're like, no, we ran out 3 hours ago. I'm like, yeah. All right, whatever. I'll go get something else. I think the only time I ever rushed was to get the batch 4,000. That we had here, that draft that we had here, which was really
good. Oh, I remember. Yeah, no,
the
that
Bell's
was good.
Batch 4,000.
Yeah, you got that there, didn't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, we killed that. I remember
yeah, we
that.
Did.
Yeah.
We killed that, I think, twice. I think that was still on draft like a week later. I got some more. I'm like, all right. Nice. But when they had, like, they opened, like, Bourbon County 2015, and, like, I showed up, like, 45 minutes after they posted, and it was gone. I'm like, you guys are assholes. not 8 Degrees. I'm referring to
the CBYs.
What was
batch 4,000 about?
All the CBYs.
I'm trying to think what batch 4,000, it was almost a year ago. So, obviously,
we
it was
here.
From Bell's. Yeah, we were here. It was there. I understand. I'm trying to look at the style real quick from Beer Advocate, and I can't see it because it just says it says
does
an
North
American
Center
strong
Brewing
ale.
Company yeah. make a similar beer?
Does North Center no, Brewing North Center company? Does not make a strong ale.
I mean, they are at like North Center Road in Novi, Michigan.
Novi,
so
Michigan,
Northville,
yeah.
Michigan, actually.
No,
so they would maybe make a similar beer.
No, they do not make a strong ale that I'm aware of.
But they do make a good stout.
They do, and a good brown ale. But we're going to take a quick break. We're going to be right back with the Better on Draft podcast. And we are back with the Better on Draft podcast, episode 68.
I can't
that happened
my
really quick.
No, you should stop eating the Funyuns.
Right. Yeah.
No.
So, because, you know, segment 3 is, like, dedicated to Matt Bush.
Dedicated to Funyuns.
Y'all welcome.
Apparently.
The
sponsored
Funyun hour.
Sponsored by Funyuns. You know, I do want to make one quick mention before I forget as a thank you, even though I don't know if Hazen is even aware, but Eastern Market Brew Co. is part of the Michigan Brewer Scholarship that we started.
Excellent.
Did
thank
not
you.
Know this.
No, you didn't know this?
No.
Oh.
No. So, well, he's the brewer, and then, you know, there's that whole front of the house, back of the house, you know, you keep it separate and you keep it clean, and that's how you do it.
You know, when are we rolling that out? When are we?
We're going to be doing it fall of 2017.
All right, I'm excited. Like, so, I want to get some people some education.
Yes, Eastern Market Beer Co.
No, I want to give people money to go to school. That's a great thing, Nick. Don't laugh.
All I'm not laughing is just what you, how, you
the, how you said it.
Yeah, oh, get some people some education. Yeah, you're right.
Dude,
it's
right.
It's relevant.
Really? Pretty funny.
Really quickly before we go to Matt for 50 questions.
Are you
going
to tell us a joke about two bears walking into an elementary school?
No, I was going to talk about how
were they grizzly bears? This is a story problem. Hold on.
I'm talking about how I'm $50,000 in debt because of school, so I'm all for
sir, hey, hold on. I've talked about this the whole time we had the show. I just made my last student loan payment.
Oh. Wow.
I graduated in 1999. Keep that in mind.
I was in seventh grade.
Yeah. No joke.
I
might have been in eighth grade.
I was old.
I was either in eighth or ninth grade.
I was
well,
just depending
so you,
on when he graduated.
Just so you know, that's what I'm.
I was already making my first payments for Western Michigan.
Yeah, I know
so.
You and I are pretty close. So yeah, you know what I'm talking about.
Just wanted to highlight that if you guys are interested, the Schoolcraft College is where the scholarship is. Check out the brewery and distillery program over there with Rich Weinkoff.
Yes,
definitely a great program. Check out our episode with Schoolcraft College if you want to learn a little bit more.
What number? Do you remember? Off the top of your head?
The number? No, I do
58.
Not. 58. Somewhere in the 30s, I think.
58.
No, it wasn't the 30s.
58. Episode
it wasn't
58.
That long ago.
Episode 58, maybe.
No,
I mean, so he's throwing that number out there. I'm just
nonetheless, we're gonna be giving away $2,000 to three lucky people.
Yes.
Spread out between three lucky people, I should say. So if you're interested in going to school and you want to leg up, definitely check it out. We'll be announcing more information probably within the next month and a half. But anyways, going to Matt Bush.
And remember how hard it is to give away money. We found this.
Yes,
out.
We did find out.
Please take this money. Hold on here.
Do you have my Daily Show song going on, ready?
I do not have your Daily Show song.
All right, so why won't you watch it? It's the Daily. All right, so before we start, we're going to revisit last week where we all picked Super Bowl matchups. Rob picked the Steelers and the Cowboys. Half wrong. Both.
I'm all right with that.
Ken and Dan both picked the Chiefs and the Cowboys.
Yep.
Fail.
Yep.
Nick picked the Packers and the Patriots. Still alive.
That might. I don't know.
What did Pauline pick?
She picked the Packers and the Steelers, and I picked the Steelers and the Falcons.
Wow.
So
one of you two are going to get it.
So like, so
I still think Packers and Patriots.
I don't know.
I'm going to offer.
Man. You guys, Clemency, Ken, and Dan, do you want to jump on either bandwagon? Do you want to jump on the Packers, Pittsburgh, Steelers, Pittsburgh?
That's the same.
Same thing.
Do you want to jump on the Packers?
Which
Patriots?
One do I want? I don't know.
All right, you have three bandwagons you can jump on: Pats, Packers, Steelers, Falcons, or Packers, Steelers.
Oh, none of those. I want the Falcons, Patriots.
I'm gonna do the P&P Music Factory.
Packers, Patriots.
Which one is for the Falcons?
Pittsburgh.
Steelers, ooh. Falcons. That's mine. So what are you picking, Ken?
Pats, Packers, Pittsburgh.
God, what is the Pats and the Falcons?
No, it's not going to happen. They're both going to lose very badly. Actually, no.
Oh, I don't think the Falcons, after watching the Falcons, they're not
Patriots
losing.
Will lose by double digits.
The Falcons aren't losing. There's no fucking way.
I have a lot of money.
Just say?
Yeah, the Patriots are going to lose by double
digits. What's the one with the Falcons, oof. Whatever that was.
You're on my team. You're on Team
that's,
Bush.
They're too damn good.
I've got like
$400 too good.
On both teams winning. Anyways, so we always start with geography, but to give you a clue of what our topic's going to be this week is, number one, what happened 227 years ago to this day in America? Does anybody know?
227.
This is not the question, but does anybody know what happened 227 years ago today?
George Washington got inaugurated?
Exactly. The first presidential inauguration in America. And that will be our theme. 227 years ago today.
Today.
But where was George Washington inaugurated?
Philadelphia.
New York.
Ooh.
I don't know.
New Amsterdam at that point.
It's definitely in the New England.
Wait, you sure it was 227 years ago today?
I know, I'm questioning.
Well, it's always been January 20th. And it's like the Constitution is January 20th.
I'm questioning the 220 thing too.
But most inaugurations back in that time were done in April.
No, they weren't. They were always done in January.
Not all of them.
Motherfucker, I said it. Yes.
And what year is 227 years ago?
1789
is technically the inauguration date, and it was March 4th. Hold on. That was a second inauguration.
Exactly.
It was March 4th, 1793.
So when did they go to January 20th?
I don't know.
I'll get back to you.
It's supposed to be a month after there's a day in December 20th. So, all right. So, again, the question is,
April 30th, 1789 was George Washington's first inaugural speech.
So much for January 20th.
All right, well, Ken can no longer guess because he knows the answer now.
I don't know the answer. I just have the date.
Where? Where was it done?
I will refuse to answer, but
Philadelphia was the original town hall. Washington, D.C.
Rob, Dan, Nick, and Hazen.
New York City was the first capital, wasn't it?
Philadelphia
was.
They signed the Declaration of Philadelphia. That was the original home of the
Constitution.
It's a trick question. My final answer is Mount Vernon.
Final answer is Mount Rushmore. No?
I'll go New York.
It's New York City.
I'll go New York City.
All right.
It is New York City.
Hey!
Good job, Hazen. Good job, New York. All right.
Shout out to the Dutch for establishing that city.
All right. Well, thank you, the Dutch.
Yeah.
Whoever you
and Harlem.
Then we pissed on him and changed the name.
So question number two.
Moving on.
Which president vetoed the Volstead Act, which was overridden and became legislation that started prohibition?
The what
act? Herbert the Hoover. Volstead Act. The Volstead
that was
Act. Like,
what year was that?
I don't want to give you the
19.
This so that, president over this president vetoed the Volstead Act. It was then
so been
overridden by the Congress and Senate to become law.
Oh, which president was, after Wilson, Woodrow Wilson. Go. That's the answer. Is it Herbert Hoover?
No, there was one in between them. I think
Woodrow Wilson was in Versailles for the end of the World War One. So who was the president Hoover. After him? Would it be Herbert Hoover?
The vacuum cleaner guy?
No, the president.
That's your answer, though.
Thank you.
I can't think of who it is, but if you're right, we're right, because it's the president after Wilson.
I was kind of thinking with you. It's just sticking with Wilson.
1818 was the end of the war. 1818. Treaty of Versailles.
Was 1914.
The war just popped off in, 1914.
It ended in 1918.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. And Woodrow Wilson was there. There's no way the war... You signed the Treaty of Versailles in 1914.
So the question is,
when was Calvin Coolidge?
Who repealed the Volstead Act?
Calvin Coolidge would have been, I want to say, before all of that.
The Treaty of Versailles was signed in 1919, by the way.
Okay, so that could possibly be Woodrow Wilson.
I'm sticking with everybody's other favorite WW.
Either that or Taft. Taft was the one after? Was Taft the one after Wilson? Or was he the one before Wilson?
I think he was before Wilson.
Oh, no, because I popped you on this question before with Taft, and it was before
Coolidge. I thought Coolidge was after Wilson.
So you had Harrison at the turn of the century, then you had Roosevelt, then I want to say you had
American history, folks.
Yeah, it's
Boardwalk. That's fine.
Drunk American history.
Boardwalk Empire, folks.
Dan, is it drunk history?
Yeah, pretty close. Except my mind shit when I'm drinking.
You got Coolidge. Harding was at turn of the century.
He got assassinated. No,
Harding didn't get assassinated.
Can you bastards just trust me?
I'll just go with...
All right, Woodrow Wilson with Rob.
I was going to say, let's just go with Wilson.
Answer is Woodrow Wilson.
Yeah. You gave it away with saying the Treaty of Versailles, because Woodrow Wilson signed that in Versailles. You want to see pictures of Paul Amiris? Right.
So you guys all have...
Did you take them with your camera you were alive?
With this exact phone, actually.
I just said camera. camera phone.
Yeah, you guys all have a delicious single in front of you. Please put it in your face hole.
Oh, jeez.
You took two gulps of that.
I already feel like this is in either 40s or tall cans.
Oh, this is delicious.
Holy hell. How do you get so much...
Hold on.
Exactly.
New bingo term. When Dan says this is delicious, that's a square.
To bring it to Hazen so Hazen understands. So this is Guess the Beer. We have two questions that we got to break down where. We can talk about what the beer is. So it could be, a style. It could be where it was brewed. It could be how many letters is in the name. So
it came from a can.
So we have two questions that we can ask Matt.
Hazen, give me some tasting notes.
I already did.
Give me some tasting notes.
It's extremely light beer.
As a brewer,
what
does it taste like?
It
doesn't taste too bad.
It's not bad. Really light beer.
Nick, anybody want to give me some tasting notes for our audience?
I got corn and malt and rice in there.
Okay, well,
so it's an adjunct, which is pretty much everything. So this could be found in a single shelf.
Something this might be a malt liquor, then, right?
So basically,
it could be. It's not King Cobra.
No, he won't pop King Cobra on this show.
There are two beers I won't bring. And that's PBR and King Cobra because he will sniff
or
it
Newcastle.
Out like
if I wasn't here, he'd bring Newcastle.
You won't bring Budweiser or Corona again.
I won't bring. Yeah, I'll sniff them out like bloodhounds.
There's a lie.
All right, so. Tasting notes. Rob, you're not crying.
They're right in front of me.
I was like, where are the cups?
There we go. We're good.
Rob, you're not crying. So is this a beer that you drink on your regular watching the Steelers?
Rob,
Sunday?
Why aren't you crying right now?
Fuck no.
You would not drink this beer regularly.
No.
You're only drinking this by force, not by choice.
This is purely by force. I mean, it's
his nose isn't bleeding, folks.
It's just like Hazen said, it's a light beer.
This has to be out of a 40 with how much we got.
No, it came from a can, not a 40.
You think so?
Yeah. Had to have.
I'm gonna go with the brewer on this one.
I mean,
okay.
I've been wrong.
You said that with confidence, and that's something that we don't have a lot of when it comes to this.
I almost feel like he's pulling another ice house over our heads.
Yeah, he could be.
Oh yeah,
I don't know.
You know what? That's possible.
He's delving into more Funyuns.
You know,
there are no onions in Funyuns.
You eat those pork rinds, man.
Put this onion powder. It's got to be, or onion salt. All right, salt.
There's something in there.
onion powder. Is this an ice beer?
Wait, hold on. Don't we get a bonus question this week because he screwed us last week?
I get very little alcohol from this beer.
Yeah.
Remember though, because he screwed us when we called it out Coors.
It's a macro beer for sure.
Oh yeah.
I'll give you a third question. I don't care about that.
You were supposed to bring two beers this week.
What's the answer to the first question?
It's Bud Light.
What is the first official question?
The first official question is this an ice beer?
No.
Okay, so it's not ice.
Okay.
There is no ice in the word of this beer.
No ice.
Okay.
And I'll give you a third question.
Because we had it last week, but you said instead of Coors, it was Coors Banquet, and like, no.
It's not Coors Banquet.
Yeah.
It's not. That's
all right, so I'll do this.
Like, I nailed that one.
I will give you two guesses. I want you to get this question right because I'm sick of being right, which no...
no egoist ever.
I'm going to give you two guesses and two questions, but I want you to exhaust your two questions. Then I'm going to tell you, give you a clue, and then if you don't get it right, I will lose lose everything.
All right.
I was going to say, I'm trying to. God damn it, Rob.
So this isn't a beer.
I just looked at your iPad. I'm like, what the hell are you doing?
What are you on right now?
It's kind of malty.
You porn.
Yes, he's on RedTube, actually.
Oh, it's on the Ebony Channel.
Have you seen his wife? He ain't into that.
I was going to say.
He's like 40. He might have been earlier.
I was going to say we've talked about this before, actually.
He loves the white chocolate.
You gotta venture. You gotta keep it fresh.
He wants the vanilla. He doesn't want the chocolate.
All right.
He likes vanilla ice cream.
Rob, is this getting weird?
No, not at all.
All right.
But I've got nothing.
He's like the reverse Thomas Jefferson.
The reverse?
What, he owns a bunch of white people?
Right?
Is that what Rob's doing?
Oh, he took his headphones off.
Is that what's going on?
Dan and I were exactly in the same spot. I'm like, what?
Okay, he's the reverse Strom Thurmond.
Rob, how are your hundreds of white people that you own? How are they doing?
Oh, yeah.
Do they pick something other than cotton?
Yeah, I'm trying to think what they do.
Yeah. Do they pick beans instead of cotton?
No, dude, they make shit. Right, how about
all
that?
All right.
Wow. Moving on.
Let's go on. No. They tap maple trees.
What in the what in the absolute can we name this damn beer?
Please, Dave. Hold on, they're tapping maple trees.
All right, hey, I got a 40 right here.
I knew it's glass. How much beer we had?
Glass.
All right, we have a 40 in glass.
It's not ice.
It's Schlitz.
It's not an ice.
Is it Schlitz? Ken, is it Schlitz?
Hold on.
No, it's not Schlitz.
How many more questions?
We have two questions.
One and a clue.
Should we ask if the bottle is clear or another color besides clear?
Is the bottle clear?
The bottle is not clear.
Okay. All right. So we got a brown, green, gold.
It's brown.
And it's glass. Which is kind of rare these days.
You have a brown glass 40 right in front of you.
So what do we have? We have Milwaukee's best ice.
Molson ice.
After you guess, if you're wrong, I will give you a clue.
No, he said there was no ice in the name.
Max.
You're the one who drank it, Nick. Don't act like you don't know.
Is this Schlitz
Bowl? I am drinking it. Wait,
no, because Schlitz Bowl Ice is the official name.
No, there's a non-Schlitz Bowl Ice, though, too.
Is there?
Yeah.
Just regular Schlitz.
It could be Schlitz.
No.
That's one.
Bowl Ice. I've only seen that. I've only seen that in cans.
No, Schlitz comes in a 40. That's the only place I've actually ever
seen
that.
I've never seen a regular Schlitz 40.
Oh, believe it. It's still out there.
I'm sure it's still out there, but I've not seen it.
Trying to think of other... Oh, God. Bull ice. Brown or... Kind of 40.
Is this Black Label?
Oh, that'd be sweet. It does. I don't know. Does this taste like Black? Does this taste like Labyrinth? I don't know if this tastes like Labyrinth.
What the hell is Labyrinth?
Labyrinth.
The club under the hotel of City, where City Club is. Wednesday nights, you would order a vodka and orange juice.
All right,
you get a glass of vodka and a shot of orange juice.
I'm gonna throw out a guess.
Yeah. Do you want me to get the shots of vodka?
Oh
gosh.
We'll do that after the show.
Is this Schlitz?
This is not Schlitz.
Okay.
All right. So my clue to you will be, this is a presidential themed 40 ounce.
What?
Presidential theme. So anything that does with Trump, orange, grab him by the pussy.
No. Okay. How about this?
Wow.
I know. What?
This isn't a Reagan beer. This isn't a Clinton beer.
It's a Bush beer.
It's a Bush beer.
Oh, wow. Regular Bush.
I said it was Bud Light, and that's damn close.
Wow.
It's Bush.
Regular
Thank
Bush.
God you guys finally got it.
Head for the mountains.
Hey, you know, we were crushing you for a while.
I was more looking for, it's like, a pussy beer, like.
With the C, though.
Well, I mean, we got Bush.
Question number four.
Question four.
Which president signed the law that repealed the outlaw of homebrewing?
I have no idea.
Which president signed the law that repealed homebrewing?
No, this president signed the law to allow.
Jimmy Carter.
Oh, yeah,
yes. Yes.
The peanut Jimmy
Carter.
Farmer?
Jimmy
peanut
Carter.
Farmer?
I'm going with
Jimmy
Schumacher.
Jimmy Carter. 1979.
He wanted to legalize pot,
too. That was the end of his fucking term. Wow.
It was a short one.
Peanut farmer gave us fucking homebrewing.
Thank you.
Why don't you have more peanut beers? I mean,
they're hard. No, hold on. They're very hard. Have you ever been with peanuts? Very fucking hard.
Did you see Carter at the inauguration this afternoon?
Yeah.
Nope.
Did you see JBL? No, true story.
No, wait, JBL was like
the wrestler, or
JBL
actually like
true
Lyndon
story.
Johnson.
No, he's
not talking about speakers. He's talking about the wrestler.
Yeah, true story. When they were showing everyone leaving from the platform, JBL was literally on the rail there, hat, suit, and everything.
That seems inappropriate.
He's a big conservative, big time Republican supporter of Trump.
All right, so on that page,
Trump's,
number five,
in the Hall of Fame of WWE.
Yeah, exactly.
So question five, we don't get political here, but it's the inauguration day. I'd like a prediction or a thought of what do you think will happen in the next 4 years politically, nonpartisanly. Give me a prediction. I'll go first. I don't believe President 45 will make it all 4 years. I believe that there will be this. If the FBI, if the Secret Service is listening, I'm not going to do anything crazy.
No,
that's not what I was thinking.
I'm really curious what you're thinking, though. Is he going to quit?
You do know who his backup is, right?
I have no problem with Mike Pence.
Mike Pence, none the richer.
I'm totally convinced in this.
All right, so
I don't want to go ultra conservative. I totally believe Pence will be elected president after Trump. I really do.
He won't be, but that's
no. He will because of how well. Okay, and you all said Trump wouldn't be elected.
Yeah,
Mike Pence is more well spoken than anyone who ran this.
Paul
cycle.
Ryan will fucking.
He doesn't have the money.
He'll get the. But all right,
let's
the
get
speaking wise.
Per person, let's go. Like you have in the next 4 years, give like a death pool.
No, this is way too low. This is a bad question. This is bad for this show.
He'll survive his term.
People are mad because I said Mike Pence will be the next president.
Who's gonna win the Super Bowl? Pick a team.
There you go.
Lions.
Falcons.
Patriots.
Rob's gonna pick the Steelers. Ken, who's gonna win the Super Bowl?
Packers.
This isn't even a question for me.
Falcons.
Lions.
I think the Falcons are going to win.
Matt Ryan.
I'm going to stick with the Steelers just because I have money on them.
I'd like the Steelers to win, Matt Ryan, man. It's his time.
I know it's going to be rough, but
if I could add a couple things to the topics that we talked about, let's talk about the upcoming NFL games this weekend. Bovada.com, Atlanta Falcons 4-point favorites against the Packers. Patriots 6-point favorites against the Steelers.
Steelers are in... New England.
New England, yes.
And the first inauguration on January 20th was the second inauguration of
John
FDR,
Adams.
Of FDR.
Well, wait, what? Are you talking about the date?
January 20th, 1937, the 30th inauguration.
So it wasn't George Washington?
No.
No. As, so George,
just a little off on that one,
so
Matt.
George Washington was back in April 30th of 1789, and then it went to March 5th for quite some time, unless you had, you know, a death.
It was like, damn, so cold
we got 8 minutes left. Hazen, we appreciate you coming on out. You got Eastern Market Brew Company. Definitely check them out. Facebook. What do you know? When you guys think you're going to be opening? Do you have a?
We're hoping around first of May.
First of May.
First of May.
I've played with Dane on the Facebook Messenger. It's the first. It's springtime. It's mid spring, early summer.
Definitely want to also add in that we'll be making. We're getting our small winemaker's license, and we're getting a distilling license too.
Oh, shit.
Wow.
So we'll be making booze there as well.
Sweet.
Booze.
Booze.
Can't go wrong there.
I'll be making some Kirschwasser, so you must come down and have some.
Oh, can you make some Slivovitz?
Slivovitz, maybe. Oh, for sure, Slivovitz. Blackberry brandy, for sure. We'll be making it.
Pear brandy, plum brandy, all that
all
stuff?
All those, yep.
Oh.
Yep.
Matt's got a hard-on.
Upsler? Some Sham Pipple?
Upsler?
No? No? Rob, Sham
we'll be making
Pipple?
Pear, we're going to make a Sham pear Pimple. Cider. We're going to make a pear brandy.
Wow.
So before we sign off, as
no ripple going on up there.
Did you say ripple?
No. Ripple on Ripple?
Ripple. How is that Short's beer that's been passed around? That sustenance.
Well, you just got a name. Free name.
Hell yeah!
I'm not
man.
That much of a fan, but you know, just drinking it just because it's better than.
Oh, by
Bush.
The way, we did a collaboration with Batch
and already. Okay,
it was an everyday drinking pale ale.
Can you get it at Batch right now?
No, it should be done fermenting Monday, and then hopefully about 14 days max.
Okay, so a couple weeks from now, today is the 20th.
Yep.
So
it's a spring ale.
Beginning of February. Yep,
it's a spring ale. It's about 49 Dibs. IBUs and 13 Play-Doh, so it's an everyday drinking beer, you know, as opposed to, you know, a lot of the stuff that's going around. And we're also going to be doing one with Dark Horse.
Remember, Hazen, every beer is a session beer. If you try,
oh, believe
enough.
Me, and we can do that. And believe some of my Dark Horse. How many double Crooked Trees?
Yeah, Hazen, was that like a 73rd version of Crooked Tree that you guys made? Or?
I don't know. No, those guys are awesome, man. I know
sure
Wiggs, and they're good people over there. They're good people.
We just make fun of the fact they did a takeover and had like 80 versions of Crooked Tree.
That's what I heard.
Yeah.
and that's they came out with a few, I can't remember, a couple of beers that were just because of that. People were pissed off about the 40 versions of 50 Shades of Crooked Tree.
The 50 Shades of Crooked Tree.
Crooked Tree's not bad, but come on.
There's a dildo on top of that. It comes in a dick bottle.
So with less than 5 minutes to go, I kind of want to do something that's a little special because majority of us still do stay current to the product. But there is actual
the
betting.
Product.
Yeah, the betting odds for the Royal Rumble.
Oh! Oh, I'm
we're
in.
Five
I'm
minutes
in.
Before the show
oh,
ends.
Oh, God,
so.
I have no idea who to.
So
even
there
put
are
this.
12 people.
I'd take Barack Obama.
Hold on. There Goldberg. Are 12 people who have odds 16-1 or better on Paddy Power that will win the Rumble. So we're going to start going around the circle and start naming. See if we can name all 16.
Goldberg.
Goldberg's one of them. Goldberg's in it. Brock Lesnar, the obvious one.
Okay, hold on.
Kenny Omega is not
Cena.
In it.
Stop. So we got. What do you have,
first.
Dan?
So hold on. I'm gonna pick out of what you said. Top 16.
No, it's 16-1 odds. It's the top 12 or 13, something like that.
Who do I think will win it?
That will win the Rumble.
Who is the best odds?
I'm going with the Miz.
All right, the Miz is at 16-1. Hazen.
Gotta go with Braun Strowman.
Braun Strowman, one of the top at 3-1.
Wow,
Nicholas.
That's a good choice.
Seth Rollins, 16-1 as well.
Yeah.
Matt Bush.
You
said Goldberg,
yeah,
12
Goldberg.
To 1.
Goldberg's in there.
Yep, taking it. Rob.
Hmm.
Say Rey Mysterio.
Kenny Omega.
He killed someone.
Kenny Omega, though. after the ADSL last year.
Or say Booker T.
You know what?
Booker T. Is he wearing no pants at the table?
Five times.
Can you remember when he was wearing no pants at the announcer's table?
Yeah.
He just got up and took his coat off.
First up, big ups, rest in peace, Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
All-fair conversation.
And I don't know. Is freaking Samoa Joe in there?
Samoa Joe, 9-2.
Wow.
Whoa.
I do like
we're going back to Dan because I have all the answers.
Hop potato, Dan.
Chris Jericho.
12-1. Hazen.
Dean Ambrose.
Wow. Dean Ambrose, 20-1. You are out, Nick.
I'm going to use the other member of the Shield, Roman Reigns.
Roman Reigns. I don't see him.
Wow.
You lost.
It seems like it should be a next Friday.
So the other guy of... So
Roman Reigns, 33-1.
Wow.
So it's you're out.
I'm going to go with... I think it's Jericho's best buddy, Kevin Owens?
Yes.
Yeah, he's got to be in there.
No, he's the champion.
Kevin Owens, also 33-1.
He's the champion. He's out.
You're out.
But he's not in it.
Yeah,
technically.
He wouldn't be, yeah.
If he loses the belt, he could show up.
And... Wait a minute. You guys said Goldberg. Didn't I say Brock?
Nobody said Brock.
Said Brock Lesnar yet.
Because
it's not happening.
Brock Lesnar, 14-1. Still within the odds. So it's between Rob and Dan. Dan.
The Undertaker.
3-1 with Braun Strowman at the top.
No shit. Yeah. 3-1? Wow.
Out of nowhere.
Randy Orton, 7-2, still on the top. Sam, yeah. Back to you.
Ooh, God, it's coming down to it.
Ain't too many people left.
John motherfucking Cena.
John Cena, 20-1.
Oh, I am out.
Unless
wow.
Rob gets the final round.
Give us a name, Rob.
Good luck.
There's only five names left.
I don't even know who else would be up there.
Sheamus.
Sheamus.
That's not a bad one.
Not on the top.
Oh!
Don't see him.
It's not it.
66-1.
Dan's they're still in it. Dan's in it.
Oh, my call God. Who call is draw. Still left?
So with the minute left, I'm going to go over the final odds because we only got like 30 seconds left, actually. You've got Finn Balor, 9-2. Ooh. Samoa Joe, 9-2.
No, he
picked Samoa Joe. He said Samoa
Joe. Rob picked Samoa Joe.
When did you pick Samoa Joe?
First pick. That was like his first one.
Oh, shit.
Finn Balor, wow.
Finn Balor, 9-2. The Miz, 16-1. Baron Corbin, 16-1.
Oh, Corbin.
And Sami Zayn, 16-1.
I never would have thought of Zayn.
That's going to do it for us here at the Better on Draft podcast. Don't forget to like us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter, and no matter what you think of your beer, we think it's Better on Draft. Have a good night.
Beer is good.